This is Passport to Texas. Experts predict the world's population will increase to 9 billion people by 2050. That's 2 billion more mouths to feed. And Robert Nathan Allen, or RNA, says insects provide eco-friendly protein to keep us fed.
Compared to, say, a cow, where we can only really eat about 40% of the cow, with insects we can eat most, if not all, of them.
Allen founded the nonprofit Little Herds to educate the public about insects as a nutritious alternative food source. Insects are high in protein, fiber, and micronutrients. 70% of agricultural land supports meat production, which limits the industry's future growth.
So with insects, we can raise them in a modular fashion, vertically, on a fraction of the land as traditional livestock, with a fraction of the water, with a fraction of the feed, and end up with more nutritionally valuable protein.
Since founding Little Herds, RNA took a job with Aspire Foods Group. It farms edible insects in Ghana, Mexico, and Austin, Texas. Forage for your own bugs in the wild if you like, but RNA recommends eating farm-raised bugs.
That way we can assure that they're raised in a hygienic, safe, clean environment. We can make sure that there's no risk of diseases and parasites, and we can make sure that they're eating a clean, wholesome diet.
Learn more about edible insects in the December issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.